This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here is today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's Bumbleo Wednesday. Also, did S Club 7 include the word up in Reach at their gig last night? And Ollie Murs comes into the show. Have you done it with him at a gig with your eyes? Scott Mills, BBC Radio. We have been discussing this week on the show the weird thing that's been happening at the University of Chichester. Chris noticed it when he was DJing there a while back. The freshers are adding in the word up to Reach by S Club 7. And there isn't an up in there, but they're all doing it.
Don't reach up for the stars. From every mountain higher, reach up for the stars.
Yesterday, some of our listeners were livid about it.
I don't understand where it's come from. And the problem is that this song was released in 2000, and all of those freshers were born in 2000. So someone is bringing the song back, but teaching it wrong, and it's not fair.
Daniel, what are you saying?
I'm absolutely having none of it. You know, I was born in 95, so I grew up with this song, and I was listening to it yesterday, and I swear there's an up there. There's actually something in between Reef.
There isn't.
I've sung it like that for 20-odd years. I looked at the lyrics, and the lyrics are wrong.
We haven't mentioned this, but you were getting continuous voice notes from Example yesterday. He was absolutely fuming about it.
Oh, yeah, he was really kicking off. It was almost weird. I played a couple of them to you. Didn't I?
Yeah.
And he was really overthinking it.
Yeah. I mean, he really was.
And
he was
angry.
He was really angry, like to the point where we wouldn't be able to play that on the radio angry.
And then he was talking about his own songs where people add stuff in at gigs.
Yeah, change the way you kiss me.
It's like, I've never been afraid of the flyest heights, so afraid of dying.
Nah.
But he says everyone adds in that.
But he says it's not there in the song. Anyway, we spoke to Tina from S Club, who said they would perform the new version with Up in it at their gig last night. Heya!
Hello! How are you?
Good. How was your gig?
It was crazy. Oh, my goodness. When we suggested it first,
They didn't like it, no?
They were like, boo! And we were like, oh, my God. What do we do? And then we sort of, like, you know, charm them.
Because even you guys, it's like, don't mess around with this song.
Oh, yeah. They literally, like, we felt like we were in the headmistress office. They kind of told us off a bit.
You've kindly sent us the clip from Exeter last night.
Yes.
Which I'm going to play right now. Here we go.
Are you ready, Exeter?
Yes, do it.
Are you ready? Off the frame.
Not right. Bradley got a bit confused with the counting there, didn't he?
I know, bless him. Yeah,
he was after three and then counted to four.
I can't count.
No. Again.
Are you ready, Exeter?
Yes, do it.
Are you ready? Off the frame. One, two, three, four.
Bradley, you definitely said three.
Stop adding things in.
I know, he was, you know what it was? And I can vouch for him. You know, he was so scared.
I'm going to riot.
Poked in the eye by one of the angry people,
Exactly. You can't change the words of the classics. And from now on, Tina, please never, ever perform the song with the word up in it ever again.
I don't want to do it. I'm ashamed.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, funny business. We did this when we filled in for Greg on Breakfast last week. And you seem to like it. We've not played it for a while, actually. So, I have got a company with a really good name that Chris is going to call, and then vice versa. We don't obviously know the names of the businesses, and then we just don't... Well, we can't laugh.
No. Okay? No, that's the only rule is the no laughing thing, which is sometimes hard, depending on the name.
So, I'm going to go first, right?
Yeah,
so, you've got a number. If you punch that in.
I've got a number ready to go here, so just bear with a sec.
Mm-hmm.
And... just don't laugh.
Okay.
I think mine's particularly strong.
Okay. Right. It intrigues me why some of these places would call themselves these things.
All right, game face.
Okay. Hello, welcome to Doggy Style Groomers and Underground Reptiles. Please hold while we connect you. Hello, Doggy Style Groomers. Hello.
Hello. What's the name of your company?
Doggy Style Groomers.
Why would you do that?
Pardon?
Why would you call it that?
Because we groom dogs.
Yeah, but... Okay. All right, thanks for that.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
That's amazing. You're not meant to laugh, though.
I know. Just when I got put on hold.
I've never seen you laugh like that for ages. That's so good.
Okay, right, yeah, I lost that one.
You lost the game, yeah. But it's a great one, isn't it?
Okay, right, your turn. Ready?
My turn.
Here we go.
Good afternoon, Busy Fingers, Love Lane, Siren Tester.
Oh, sorry. Double whammy. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Busy Fingers, Love Lane in Cirencester.
Fine, okay. And I worry I've got the wrong number. What is your business?
We do lots of things. What do you want?
I don't know. Can you make my fingers longer?
No. But do you know a size and a colour?
Chocolate fingers?
No. A colour A1, that's £8.50, up to £38.
I'm really unsure what's going on here. Just to help me, what do you mean with the fingers thing? I worry I've got the wrong business here. What is it that you do?
No, we're Busy Fingers, Love Lane, Cirencester. We're printers.
Oh, you're printers.
We are.
Why the fingers thing?
Because we're very busy.
Busy Fingers?
Yeah.
On Love Lane?
Love Lane.
Yeah, yeah, I've got the wrong number. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Sorry, bye. You got me with a double whammy there. Busy Fingers on Love Lane.
I thought you'd like that one.
Scott Mills.
I think we should.
Best jingle ever. The greatest ever interview in the history of The Apprentice.
It was very, very mature, very nicely written. So from my point of view, that was a sheer pleasure.
Thank you so much for saying that.
I've told you how pleased I was with your CV. And then I came on to actually look at the proposal that you're pitching for Lord Sugar. And frankly, it's a bloody disgrace.
And Derek Acora got possessed by a lady called Mary on Most Haunted, who knew a man called Richard.
What is it, Derek? You all right?
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Richard.
Best quiz on the radio ever in New Zealand.
February 1st trivia answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh, ooh. No, I don't know.
Oh. You're close. I just need the question.
Ooh.
Like,
I'm not too sure.
Like, the answer's Sunday, but what would the question be?
Ooh, all I know is Father's Day.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I just need to know the question.
Ooh. Like, the 35th?
Yeah. I just need it in a question form, though. Like, as a question. Like, maybe, like, what day is Father's
Day? What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yeah. So what would the question be?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but if it was to be a question, it would be, what day is Father's Day? So
what day is Father's Day, right?
Yeah, so the answer's Sunday.
Sunday.
What do you reckon the question might be?
What's the question, right? Oh, don't know.
You're 90% there. You just need to give me the question. The answer.
Happy Father's Day.
No. If the answer's Sunday, the question needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day?
So if I ask you that, you give me that as the question, eh?
What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yep. So the answer's Sunday. What would the question be?
Father's Day.
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
No. But the question needs to be, what day? The answer needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
What day is Father's Day?
So I'll say the answer's Sunday, and if you can say what day is Father's Day, that's what I need, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Sunday.
What you need to say to me, what day is Father's Day?
Oh.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What's the question?
What day is Father's Day?
You got it. Oh, you've got it.
Yeah.
Never gets old, that.
Bamboleo, bamboleo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo.
Where are you? Come on, 81199. Nick in Darlington says Father's Day is on Sunday, is my favourite, and he adds in a news beat. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Stephen in Suffolk says, amazing gap, 5-star gap, it gives me masterability.
Richard, bumbling in windy western Supermare. Mike bumbling his paintbrushes off in Stockport. Chloe and Blandford bumbling her spreadsheets off. Sam and Johnny in York ploughing and playing the news beat game with each other.
Newsbeat.
It's definitely back on today, isn't it? Oh, and Glenn and Zach on the way to Wakefield. They say 5-star gap today, thanks.
Stacey is bumbling whilst cleaning toilets in Hertfordshire. Who else we got? Dan in Alton.
Ash and Carla en route to London for Tottenham v Barcelona. Sammy the Thatcher laughing on her roof in Exeter. Ryan and Jacob bumbling their spanners off in Harleston. Alex and Beth by the pool in Kos. Gel. Andy's in the bath. Jamie's bumbling in the van in Derby as well.
Oh. Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Thanks, Arlene. Catherine from High Wycombe. Thomas and Devon ploughing away in the sun. Bumble walking pooch Ule in Salisbury.
Gives me masterability. Jack Bumbling in his truck in Farlington. Stu Rooney says that's the best gap in ages, Mills. Back on form.
And Ronan is bumbling in Inverness while delivering wine. Yes.
Mills.
Hello, Andy.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Right?
Good.
Yeah, you. Right, so you are a delivery driver for a supermarket?
That's correct, yes.
Are you one of the supermarkets who are doing the old foot-long pigs in blankets this year for Christmas?
I do hope so. I'm not actually too sure, but I do hope we are.
Yeah, a couple of them are doing it. And then last
Sounds
week,
delicious.
Yeah, last week on the show we had a 36 incher made especially for us by Chris's friend who is a butcher.
I know, I saw that. That looked gorgeous.
It looked a bit weird.
I've not heard it described as that yet because
gorgeous.
It really was like a slap of meat, and one end was touching the keyboard.
That made people
in the
feel
picture.
Yeah. In the picture on Instagram, made people feel a little uncomfortable that the tip was touching the keyboard.
It was gorgeous.
Do you know where that is now, by the way? I've frozen the whole thing.
Have you? You did take it home.
I took it home.
Right, because I saw you taking it home, which was one of the funniest things I've seen in ages. You took it home. I assumed it would be one of those things that's left in the pub.
It was in the pub for a while, but then it made it to my house, and then I curled it up, and it's in the freezer.
And also, after the pub, you weren't tempted, because I know what you're like, to just eat it, even though it wasn't cooked.
No, it's all in, maybe add a little bit more, but then it's mostly in there.
It was raw sausage, Scott, at that point. We had a spare one that wasn't cooked.
Oh, no, I can't have eaten it then, did I? Oh, I hope not.
You blatantly have.
Oh,
raw sausage. Shouldn't do that.
Don't do that ever. Okay, here's my banger. I think I did.
That's not
Not
right.
good. Okay, but I'm fine. I'm alive. So, right, here's what I've got for you today. Block Party. Flux. Gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's gorgeous. This is really interesting, actually, because on Banger today, I've gone for a song from a similar sort of time. My banger choice is this. This is the Pigeon Detectives. I'm Not Sorry. It's gorgeous as well.
Okay.
Sausage.
Two quite different ones today.
Mmm.
ones that I don't think we've had before.
Right.
Go on then, Andy, what are you saying?
I'm not going to lie, I was hoping one of you would do S Club 7 Reach.
Yeah, up.
But I might have to go with Chris.
Hey!
Hello, this is Greg James from Radio 1 Breakfast. Radio 1 Breakfast. This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense from The Breakfast Show. Literally nonsensical.
I went down to the ferry to check it out and there it was, a pasty come across the water.
Gemma, you're on with Calvin!
Hi!
I'm so excited, I'm like about to let myself in work.
Greg James. If it sounds like your thing, then download and subscribe now from the new BBC Sounds app or from wherever you found this podcast.
Hello, Michael in Kent, who says, which one of yous chose the pigeon detectives? It was one of yous. Disgusting.
That's one of our favourite clips, that, isn't it?
Disgusting.
Pigeon Detectives, surely one of the best names ever for a band.
And you just don't hear it, do you? Deborah was like, yes, love that. Jason from Winchester, also loving the pigeons. Absolute banger, says Beth the cake maker in Pontefract, dancing around the kitchen like it's 2007, baking a ton of cakes.
Scott Mills.
I'm a massive fan of her sound. Ray Black, Run Run, on Radio 1. She went to school with Emenike.
Fuck. Oh, what school? Is that one of those drama schools then?
Probs. Yeah. Where they were like...
Because I like to imagine it was just like a nice coincidence, and it's just like...
No, it'd be one of them where they, like, even when they walk to the fridge, they sing.
Is
just
it?
Going to get some milk!
Yeah. We don't know that.
We don't know that, but Probs was. So, is Instagram back on, everyone? Back on now? Because it stopped working earlier, didn't it?
Well, you said this. I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah, you couldn't see people's profiles or pictures. And, you know, you get that annoying red thing at the top, that like bar that says, cannot refresh feed.
Yeah.
That was happening. People are saying it was off for quite a long time. And the reason why is because, obviously, I think Instagram is based in California. And because they would have been asleep, the tech guys wouldn't have been awake to fix it. Surely you'd have some kind of hotline, be like, mate, like Instagram's down, can you fix it? The whole world is waiting.
Someone would have got woken up in the night, do you reckon?
I definitely think so. So how did everyone cope in what was, I think it was like maybe an hour? Did anyone get any anxiety at all? Or what did you do with the time? 81199. Even here at a very professional, world-class radio station, Radio 1, things sometimes go, they just go wrong, they go down, don't they?
Mm.
Do you remember that one time when Greg's studio stopped working completely?
My mic's broke. Uh-oh.
Hang on. There may be a little bit of silence, everybody.
Hang on a minute, everyone. Look. We'll just wait there, everyone, a second. Should I put the Midsummer Murders theme tune on? Hang on a second, this is awful. Look, that mic doesn't even close. So look, if I turn my mic off...
You're still on.
People can still hear me. I'm trapped. This is like a panic room. I'm trapped. Even if I leave and start swearing, then everyone can hear me.
Just,
what's with that?
Put the theme tune on and we'll reset everything.
Hang on, I'm just going to put a theme tune on and we'll just reset everything. Wait there, everyone. Oh, that doesn't even work.
Oh.
Brilliant. Oh,
okay.
This is awful.
Hang on.
Can you? Is there like a big reset button?
No.
How do we... Look, I can't even, can I even play any music? Hang on. Look, can I even play...
This is not funny.
This isn't funny. Hang on a second. Oh. You know how I like a wacky prank, but we're not even joking.
Oh, that's my worst nightmare. Horrible.
It's a stress dream, isn't it?
One of my stress dreams.
They both handled it very well, though.
And didn't they? Greg and Neil there.
Yes.
And do you remember when the jingle machine broke that one time?
This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
You're clearly the best thing to happen to me.
Listen to this.
Be happy ever after. Happiness and laughter.
This, what a natural disaster. This is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
one.
BBC.
This.
BBC.
This.
BBC.
Oh no.
BBC.
This.
BBC. 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 BBC.
This is BBC. This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC.
BBC. BBC. BBC. BBC. BBC. BBC. BBC. BBC. BBC. BBC. BBC. BBC. BBC. Radio 1.
Horrible.
It sort of went into the drop there as well, didn't it?
Was that meant to happen?
That sounds... Well, I don't know.
If so, awful.
I think it might have meant to have happened.
It was terrible.
You've just put it down to being a horrific mistake at Radio 1.
It sounds like a horrific mistake.
You're like, I've got a selection of some of the worst things I've heard.
I'm sorry if someone here made that. It was terrible.
I reckon it was made.
Oh. Hey, even happens to the best of us, darling.
It's 2:30 on Radio 1. Here's Steve Holden. One.
This was just a couple of weeks ago. Hi, Steve.
Are we doing the news?
I don't know. Like, I'm well up for it.
Weird.
If someone will let me do it.
I have no news to hand, Chris,
well,
and I don't trust you to do it to freestyle.
Listen,
it.
Obviously we've screwed up here or something. I'm willing to do the news. If management would like me to do the news. I will do the news. But for now...
News, Pete.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Ollie Murs.
Yes.
Hello.
It's good to be here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. A lot's changed in this studio, especially you, Scott Mills.
Now, listen, we were talking last week on our show about, you know, when you're at a concert
yes.
and basically you try and catch the pop star's eye.
I always do that.
Well, you do it, yeah. You're like, well,
I like doing it on stage. I like catching people's eyes just for, like, especially the awkward guys or the boyfriends that really do not want to be at my gig. They're the best ones.
Just so you're not actively going for the girlfriends there or anything
No, because there's, like, lots of girls around. When you're on stage, you see them all dancing and they're all like, come on, talk to me.
Yeah. Because loads of people think that you are looking at them.
And then basically you've got this guy there that's holding his girlfriend's arm like, she's not going anywhere,
yeah.
Murs.
Yeah.
Get your
and
eyes
I'm just
off.
Like, and so
tight
I just,
trousers.
So I just start looking at him and go, wee.
Do you actually?
Yeah, all the time. I find it so funny because awkwardly, and she's like, but I need to get in the front. I've paid really good money for this ticket. I need to get to the front. It's like third row in.
We had loads of people on last week saying that they try and do this, like they try and have eye sex with you and other pop stars.
And also,
you can sort of make love to you with their eyes.
Yeah, but I find it really bizarre when I'm on stage.
Out of all the pop stars that we mentioned last week,
yes.
Your name came up the most as the person that does
eyes with
the
people.
Eyes. And we've got a caller.
Man.
Phone. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Laura, am I right in thinking that you have been to an Ollie Murs gig?
I've been to, like, a lot of Ollie Murs gigs.
Who's here now? Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. I thought I heard your voice. Hi.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Where about you in the Wirral? Is that near Liverpool, right?
Yeah. Near Liverpool, yeah, over the water.
Oh, I love your accent. It's gorgeous.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's not many people say that normally.
Really?
Ollie, you're doing it again.
Well, I'm doing what again?
You're just being Ollie Murs.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine. Okay, so Laura, tell me about your experience at one of the Ollie Murs gigs or any of them.
I was in Liverpool and I'd actually met you like earlier that day and I'd been like, catch me on the front row. And then me and my mate had been to the bar basically from when I met you till the concert. So we'd had a few and I was on the front row and then you sang to me and I was buzzing.
But then on stage, you feel that there was a connection there that Ollie was almost performing just to you.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
Well, and were you consciously trying to catch his eye, or was he the one?
Oh my god, 100% trying to catch. I think I had a pint of wine as well.
Right. So you were doing wine eyes at Ollie Murs.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Also, there's a lot of. I've got to be honest. I've been to a lot of your gigs. There's a lot of winking going on.
Yeah, he's a winker.
He's a winker.
I'm a winker.
You are such a winker. So just to confirm, Laura, you think that you have done it with Ollie Murs with your eyes?
With the eyes, yes.
Okay.
We done it. Yeah, we done it.
You've done it.
We done it.
And he was doing it back, right?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Murs, you never change. Although, some things do. You've been hanging with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah, I've really changed. I've never met the guy.
Not again. Oh, this happened with Flo Rida.
This happens with Florida. It happens with everyone.
It's weird, isn't it? Because they want to work with you, and be on the same song, but they never want to meet you.
I'm just obviously clearly not that cool guy that everyone wants to hang with. I thought I was.
You are.
Thanks. But then, listen, the funny thing is Snoop didn't turn up to the video. I didn't get a chance to meet him. I haven't even got a picture with him. He just did the song.
He didn't turn up to the video. Where did you go for the video?
To Los Angeles.
So you went there?
Let me just tell you, which is really funny.
I love
this. I went all the way to LA. We spent thousands of pounds predicting that he was there, and he was there in LA because we were trying to get a date with him to confirm. He was like, yeah, maybe, I'm not sure. So we thought, you know what, we'll just turn up there anyway. And if he's in LA and we tell him that we're here and we're shooting the video, he can just turn up for like an hour, 20 minutes.
Ridiculous.
And literally, we didn't go out, we didn't shoot anything outside of this nightclub. So we really could have just done this in Essex.
Mate, that's tragic, isn't it? Stand around in a nightclub all day waiting for Snoop Dogg who never turns up.
And then we just had this one moment of like, guys, I don't think he's coming.
He's not coming.
And it was one of those moments, I wish someone recorded it, but I was in the corner, it was like, hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, mate.
As I'm sat there going, is he really not coming?
All right, let's play the track. The video could have been done in Chicago's in Basildon.
Scott Mills.
My Instagram now has Ollie Murs making love to you with his eyes.
Yeah, we thought we'd do this as like a little extra thing, didn't we?
Laura's loving it. The caller from before, she's put fit on the comments.
I don't like people that wink like that, though. I mean, I like Ollie Murs, it's just a bit... Nah.
A lot of winking. Tomorrow on this show, I'm going to teach Jason Derulo how to sing. I know what you're thinking. Scott, he's sold 30 million records. He's doing all right. I can get more out of these people. You know I can. I can really get the emotion from them.
Yeah.
So that'll be with Jason Derulo tomorrow afternoon. And another cringe round of where do you think they were, where you find out from your parents how and when you got made. That's all on tomorrow's show.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Lara.
Hello.
Right, you need to stop studying immediately.
It's been so many years.
How many years have you been a student?
Oh, I mean, just a university student, 8 years now.
8 years. Right, so what, you were undergrad and then you've been doing your PhD, right?
Yes, I've been doing my PhD for the last 4 years, and today is the final day!
Yay!
Eight years
is like the opposite of being a fresher. You're well mouldy. No offence, but like...
Oh, yeah. Well, 8 freshers a week, so I'm like a pretty hardcore fresher now.
Right, OK. Someone's doing well. Guess where the PhD is? Oxford.
Oh!
Is it the actual Oxford or Oxford Brookes?
It's the real Oxford.
Oh, the real one, is it? Oxford Brookes will be on now.
Offensive on a number of levels.
Right, so what's the plan after 8 years of studying? What are you doing tonight?
Tonight there's going to be a few cheeky Proseccos, I think, a few bubbles here and there, and then off to Mexico on Saturday to celebrate.
Ahoy, ahoy. Ahoy, Mexico. Nothing cheeky about Prosecco, but I'll let you off.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow I have for you, I think, probably the cringiest... Where do you think they were yet, would you say?
That's big talk, but technically, yes, could be a very cringy story for you.
So it's our feature where you basically find out stuff you really don't want to ask about when and where you were made. So far we've had a couple of car babies, one on a bridge.
Yeah, we hear kind of how you were conceived, and then you get a massive birthday shout-out in exchange. So it's not all bad.
I mean, the shout-out is epic. It'll make your day, yeah. But you do have to sit through that from your parents first, unfortunately. Also, Caroline in Manchester's been on, going, no way will you be able to get Jason Derulo to sing any better. He's amazing. I saw him in concert recently. Oh, you wait, I will.
Scott Mills.
If you love today's podcast, please get involved with the show. It's all about your stories. That's how we run the show. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with anything you want to tell us. Put your number on there. We might call you back. Scott Mills.